Blog Talk Radio.
Think big. ThinkBigRadio.com for all of your realty, financial, and business networking needs. Hello, ThinkBigRadio.com listener. Coach Dion here, and I'll be your host today. I want to thank you all for your continued support and spreading the word out about Think Big Radio. Join us on Mondays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays from 7:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time to hear our live interviews with business owners, investors, networkers, and people who are making it happen and sharing their how. If you have a business to share or idea, don't be a stranger on Wednesdays between 8:30 and 9 p.m. Central Standard Time with your one-minute commercial on our WOW segment. That's W-O-W, Word Out Wednesdays, where you get the word out. Today I have the privilege of giving you part one of a three-part series of the 21-Day Life Detox. Before we begin, I want to clarify the word detox. So under normal circumstances, we use the word detox or detoxification to thinking of an internal cleansing of our bodies, which is true. But in part one of this series, we will focus on the detoxification of the mind. And in part two will be detoxification of the body. And part three will be detoxification of our spirit. When you detox, you cleanse and you purify yourself from an addictive substance. Let's talk about your mind's addictiveness and what it's addicted to. So often we as adults, as we mature, so does our thinking. But one of the things we want to do, we have to let go of, I would say, almost everything that we were taught growing up, and we have to take on a new mindset. Often we think we are taught, as we're growing up, we're taught the quote-unquote slave mentality that puts limitations on our thinking abilities. And the control that we think we have on our lives isn't really helping us at all. It is more imprisoning our abilities to release God within and set ourselves free from the enslavement of that's holding us down and not allowing us to express ourselves. I want you to ask yourself, are you in control of your life and yourself? If so, do you actually think that's a good thing? Well, you control freaks out there, Coach Dion is here to tell you that too much control deadens the life force in you. Simply put, you do your best to control reality, right, to make your life function smoothly and efficiently. You also strive to keep your mind and emotions under full control. At the same time, part of you longs for flow. Somewhere deep down, you know that a crisis or a meltdown can serve to push you past the psychic barriers you erect against the unpredictable and lead you back to the roller coaster-like sense of freedom that you can arise your plans and suddenly overturn. You probably also felt how resisting your life's flow nearly always seems to create suffering of some kind. Let's take a breath right there. And this part of detoxing your mind, in part one of detoxing your mind, we want you to take the first 7 days of your life and notice everything about you. It's what I like to call the selfish moments in my life. See, sometimes when we hear the word selfish, we think that that's a bad way of being. But it's really not. Because remember in the beginning, I told you we're going to detox your mind. We're going to detox your thinking abilities. The word selfish, we're going to change that definition of the negative connotation that it has and turn it into selfishness of upbuilding yourself, spending time with self, not sharing your thoughts or anything with yourself so that you could take on an entirely new mindset. So we're going to start with that, okay? And for those of you who live extremely busy lives, we recommend that you start your day either 15 minutes ahead of time because we definitely want to start each moment with self so that we could get it collectively, clear our minds. And when you spend time and quiet the mind with yourself, it's in that moment that you contact your one true source, that which is God to you. So we release that. So one of the things that we want to do in part one of the detoxification of the mind is we want to start our day, we sit up, and we take a deep breath. So many people take granted of the breath, the one thing that gives life. So in this moment, let's do that. Let's take a full, deep breath. I would like you to do that every single morning you wake up. Because the healthiness in the mind comes from the breath. Because when you breathe, you allow oxygen to flow in and out of the body. And when we take a deep breath, we come in from our abdominal, and we start from our abdominal. We feel the breath entering through the lungs, up through the cavity, into our lungs, and where our chest expands. And we hold it, and then we release it really slow. And that helps the mind to flow, and it gives the mind oxygen. And in that moment, just appreciate that breath. Next, one of the things we could do is we could head to the mirror. Of course, we all see ourselves every single morning. And one of the things we want to do is really notice ourselves. Look in the mirror at yourself. Watch how your mind judge everything about your facial expression, that bump on your face, your skin. Is it clear? Is it not clear? For women, we need our eyebrows arched, or my eyebrows arch, or our hair. Just sit and look at yourself. Be with yourself for at least 2 minutes. Have you ever done that? No, because so often we rush. We wake up late and we rush and we have this routine. If I wake up in this minute of time, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. But we're going to detox our entire life. And we're going to let go of the control that we have and let God and energy flow through us. So that's how we're going to begin our day. We're going to begin our day again by taking a full breath, releasing it. Some may say a prayer every morning, thanking God, the source, that we were allowed to have another day. And then we'll go into the restroom and we'll take a look at ourselves. And be with ourselves for at least, I say, at least 2 minutes. And notice how our mind will judge ourselves. And we don't want to quiet that. Listen to it. And then when you go throughout your day, start noticing and being present of when you're walking to your car, when you're driving. Are you actually listening to the radio, or is your mind wandering? What are you thinking about? When you see someone at your job, or when you go through the stores or anything, when you bump into certain people on the train, what is your mind saying about that person? We really want to get present in each moment of our lives. Let's take a breath. Earlier I spoke about, do you have control over your life? We all do. We all love to be in control of our lives. Let's talk about that. And it's okay to be in control of yourself and your life to a certain point. Anytime control seems like you're forcing yourself or anybody else to do anything is not a good thing, because you're bumping up against what God may have for you. So anytime you feel like you're forcing something in your life, you want to stop in that moment and take that breath and let go. I know for our control freaks out there, trust me, I was one, and if you ask my son, he may still say that I still am a control freak. But I know within myself, I let go of a lot of things. And every time I let go, I get so freed up in that moment that it's like I try to find something to do instead of being with, I just let go. I let go. So many people say that we let go and let God. That's fine. God is always, we think we're in control, and every time the suffering comes up, that means we're just bumping up against, because God is truly the one in control of ourselves and our life, and he sets our path. So the next thing I want to talk about is, once you let go, then what? Well, as far as your thinking ability, you can think your life into existence. You can think your life into existence. How about that? So we want to start creating every moment of our life, meaning I'm going to think this. I'm going to think positive about this circumstance and have it be just that. Little do people know, and I want to talk about faith also. Faith is a humongous thing. So many people, a lot of our churchgoers, a lot of us say that we have faith in God. You know, I go to church every single day. But I'm here to tell you, you can go to church every single day, and it doesn't upbuild your faith. You have to build your faith. You don't go to church for faith. You go to church, or you go to your temple, or you go to your mosque, or you go to your kingdom hall, or you go to your spiritual community, and you do so to be around like minds. But faith comes within. Faith is letting go of everything and just letting everything happen and allow things in your life, allowing things to come to you. Letting go of being in control. So I want you to take on, I have faith that this situation is going to be taken care of. We're going to take a break, and I'm going to play an inspirational song for you guys. And listen to the song, take your breath, and be with everything I just shared.
Nothing left to do, you just stand. watch the Lord see you through. Yeah, captor, you've done all you can. You just stand.
Welcome back. I hope you listened to those inspirational words. Thank you so much. And remember, take the next 7 days to focus on you. Be selfish with yourself and take each breath and enjoy it. Coach Dion, signing out.